For today's exercise, lie down on the ground so that you are comfortable resting on your back. Your legs can be long. They can also be bent with your feet standing if that is more comfortable. Or if you have the need to have something underneath your knees when your legs are long, you could grab a few pillows or a towel, something that will just makes you more comfortable. So set yourself up, have a rest on the ground, and just start to let your body settle into the floor. Let your arms rest wherever they feel most comfortable. Allow your eyes to be opened or closed, whichever is, again, most comfortable for you right now. And just tune into your senses. And what are your senses? As I say that, what is the first thing that you tune into? What do you pay attention to? And the first one I might draw your attention to is your sight, how your eyes can see. So this would require having your eyes be open. So allow your eyes to open gently and just see the light. And just allow them to see. Allow the light and the surroundings come to you, rather than you trying to look or find something. So let the light, the objects that you might see, the ceiling you might see, or maybe if you happen to be lying outside, perhaps it's the sky. Let the sensation of the ability to see sight be really online right now. And even let your eyes go where they want to go. Let them travel. And as they do that, just have your attention also focus on the quality of your breathing. How are you breathing right now? Don't change it, just notice. How is oxygen coming in and how is carbon dioxide coming out? And then what about you're hearing sound? Obviously, you're listening to my voice, so that part of your senses is awake and listening. And just as you hear my words, and as I pause from time to time, just notice how your sense of hearing might shift. Does it then hear something else that is around you? Are there any faint sounds, hummings of a refrigerator or traffic or people talking? And even as you notice these sounds, just again notice your breath, your breathing. What about that nose of yours? Can you smell right now? If you take a breath through your nose, your airways, through your nostrils, is there any scent that's in the air? Or is it fairly neutral? Can you breathe through your nose? If you're a bit congested, it might be a bit difficult, so you don't force it. If that is the case, you just notice that. And you notice your breath, how it can be as you just tune into your sense of smell. And what about your taste, mouth, the taste buds? Maybe even just feel your tongue in your mouth and just gently swallow. Are there any remnants of your last meal, or if you had a cup of tea or some juice or coffee? Can you remember the last time you tasted something? Was it something pleasant? Hopefully it was. Or is there a thought to one of your more favorite tastes, foods that you might really enjoy, or perhaps what you might be eating next? Do you know what that might be? And even just with the idea of tasting something, what happens? Does your belly talk to you? So just sensing this taste, this idea of taste. And even as you sense that idea and you allow your breath to just do what it needs to do, can you also get a sense of what's happening lower down in your belly and your digestive system area in your gut? Is it comfortable right now, or is there any discomfort? Maybe even just gently lay your hands across your abdomen, maybe one hand lower, closer to where your belt line would be, where your belly button is, and the other hand just above it, so that your thumb and your thumb of one hand and the pinky baby finger of the other are grazing, touching each other. And just allow the weight of your hands to fall, to sink across your core, across your abdomen, just gently. Sense any rise and fall of this area as you breathe. And just tuning in again to these ideas of sight and sound and taste. Just gently noticing all of them easily. Noticing your level of energy, your fatigue. Are you alert? And what about the sense of touch, tactile sense? This feeling with your skin on your hands, either the skin against your abdomen or your clothing, and how that might feel. And if you want to, I'll even encourage you, if you feel comfortable with this, to put the skin of your hands actually on the skin of your belly. So if it means just putting your hands under your shirt, just to feel that skin on skin. And the quality of that sense, that tactile sense. Is it warm? Is it cool? Is it a bit sticky? Is it dry? And as you sense that area of your abdomen, can you trace your arms and sense your elbows? Can you get a sense of where your joints are in space? Your what we would call a kinesthetic sense, where your joints are in space, where your body is in space. Can you trace that up to your shoulders, up to your neck, your head? Can you feel the tactile pressure of your entire body pressing against the ground? And perhaps areas of your body that don't touch the ground, that are lifted away from the floor. from the mat that you might be lying on. And as you notice these senses that you have at your disposal, that you can bring online at any time, what is your sense right now of safety? Your capacity to really be in a zone that is calm, chilled out, relaxed. Do you feel safe now? This would be what we call your neuroceptive or your neuroception, your sense, neurological sense of safety, how you really feel safe in your skin. And perhaps use your ears, your smell, your vision, your taste, to verify that you are in a safe environment right now. I hope that you are. So just verify that and find out if there is any residue of unsafety that's sitting in your system from past experience that is no longer occurring right now. Use your cognitive brain, your thinking brain, to actually say that to yourself. Yes, I am safe in this space that I'm resting in. I don't hear danger. I don't smell danger. I don't taste anything that's funny. I don't see anything or anyone that could harm me. Just maybe even internally say yes to yourself that, yeah, this is okay. And in this final sense of sensing your neuroception, your safety sense, just come back to the weight of your body against the ground, how you sense your breathing coming in and going out, that sense of life coming in and out of you. And perhaps a final knowing that you are indeed alive and safe, and that you're here. And with that, feel free to rest here if you have the capacity to hang out for a few more moments. If not, just gently bring yourself back to sitting, to standing, and just keep some of these senses tuned into your awareness as you come up to your feet and as you go about your day. And just reminding yourself every now and again what your senses are, seeing around you, noticing what really is there and what might not be there anymore. And I'll encourage you to practice this whenever you feel the need to.